JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
I'm pretty sure this would be his theme song. If Gronk had a theme song, it'd be the song from theme from Jersey Shore. Probably be Gronkowski's theme song.
I want to say that song Party Rockin', because he had an official bus. He has a bus.
That's right.
He has you can rent.
The Gronk Party Bus.
And it plays the Party Rockin' song.
Okay, only the Party Rockin' song?
Yeah, you're Party Rockin' the whole time. Party Rockin', Party Rockin'.
Oh my gosh. After like the ninth time, then you throw yourself off the bus because anything's better than one more.
Typically, if you've heard that song nine times in a row, you have no idea what's going on in the world at that point.
Probably.
Because you're on a bus where there's a lot of beverages being drank and whatever other, in some states, legal or illegal drugs are going on.
So, unlike the Golden State Warriors wasting over $200,000 in champagne.
It's not a waste. That point in its own right, I know, is not a good point.
Spraying $200,000 worth of champagne?
Kevin Durant is worth $650 million. That would be like, on my salary, I took $4.50 pints of beer and poured them on my own head.
Except for the $200,000 is still $200,000 that could like literally change people's lives.
I get that, but when
you
do
don't
people
care.
Actually, well, dude, they don't. It's not like people go running around with that kind of money all the time, just handing it to people.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna spray the champagne on the ground, why not use the cheap stuff and give $150,000?
If Bill Gates wanted to, not Bill Gates. If what's his bucket from Omaha?
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett wanted to, he can make every person in Nebraska a millionaire.
Right.
But he doesn't.
But he also doesn't just light money on fire just because he can.
I don't hang out with him. I have no idea what he does in his free time.
I feel like he probably doesn't. Anyway, not the story.
No. Patriots, of course, tight end Rob Gronkowski and his buddies racked up a $100,000 tab at a nightclub in Connecticut over the weekend.
Okay.
TMZ says he and his 20-man group drank 160 bottles of champagne. 18 Ace of Spades rose.
There were only 20? There were 20 people with him?
21 people total
with him.
They
didn't drink all this, guys.
No.
They poured it on people and did all sorts of crazy stuff.
They gave it to people. Threw
shots at people.
There was the Ace of Spades rosé that was like $18,000. 15 bottles of Dom Perignon rose.
That was worth this whole segment in its own right there.
18 bottles of Dom Perignon.
I think we're going to do a new game. What did JP mean to hear? And then we'll play that and see if people can
That's
guess.
That's what you start calling it after about two bottles of Dom Perignon. I want some more Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon, please. We're getting a porta potty.
Don't bring me the cheap stuff. I want the Dom Perignon.
If you need me, I'll be in the porta potty sleeping. That's JP at this party.
The tab in question also included 16 bottles of Grey Goose, 45 orders of Maker's Mark, 24 shots of Jim Beam Fire, and 3 bottles of Don Julio 1942.
No,
but hey, not everyone was going big. Someone spent $4 on a Sierra Mist.
Maybe that was after the Dom Perignon. I need to slow down. Stop this. Can't feel my face.
And there's one Zima. I think it was too much. I can't breathe. I'm sorry.
You got a Zima.
Do you have a Jolly Rancher?
Do you want my Zima?
Because the Zima is better than my
Rob Gronkowski spent a lot of money on booze, and he drank it or gave it to other people.
You know what's funny about this, though?
What's funny about this?
So Gronk, well, other than all of that.
Yeah.
Other than all of that.
So Gronk, most people don't know this because he's crazy, but Gronk only spends the money he makes off of sponsorships. He's the highest paid tight end in NFL history, and he's like talked about this all the time. Every dollar he makes playing football just goes in savings. And then so he'll have a ton of money when he's done.
Right.
Probably well over $100 million.
Pretty damn smart.
And he only wastes just Dom Perignon. He wastes his money. I can't do it.
$100,000.
Oh man.
Of his endorsement money on a night at Duck Club.
I ain't been drinking Dom Perignon. Where'd all the ladies go? I'm gonna get naked.
Wanna get on my bus?
Anybody have a Zima?
You know what I have on my bus?
You can camp with me.
Dom Perignon.
You can camp with my camper.
I promise to keep my clothes on.
Our impression of drunk JP is super good. That is super good.
Are you done? We good?
Was that not a great impression?
Are you not entertained?
I
didn't want to go on until you guys were officially get it all out of your system.
No, you got to camp.
Oh, there'll be more once we're off the air. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.